now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be with you here every Saturday, right here on CFAX 1070. On this show today, we're going to talk to Rhonda Parker, talking about designing your vacation travel as we head into the year. Some great tips coming from Rhonda. At the top of the show, we're talking to Patricia Chewy, who is our nutritionist on the show. She's the 80-20 rule, the people's dietitian. Always great, sensible ideas. You see her all over the place. She's an author. She's an inventor. She has her own gluten-free flour product. See her on TV and here on the radio. We're going to talk about back to school and healthy fall food ideas, whether it's your kids going back to school, like Patricia's young son, Walty, going to grade 5, or if you have kids going to university, or yourself, just for packing lunches. It's time of year we want to get kind of healthy again, think about good choices, and Patricia's here to give us some great ideas. How are you, Patricia?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm just fine and doodle now. I saw a picture of your son, and he's adorable, and I can't believe how big he's getting.
I know, the time flies, and certainly yours are all big, big now, too.
They are indeed, and I saw that he made you something a few weeks ago. Was it a clubhouse sandwich?
Yeah, he just said to us one Saturday night, Mom and Dad, I want to make dinner tonight, and I mean, that's like best thing I'll could hope for, especially with all this food stuff that I do. We said, sure, have at her, and he made some homemade club sandwiches on some nice whole grain bread. He picked some tomatoes out of our garden. Grandpa grows potatoes, and so we always have nice homegrown local potatoes on hand. He made some fresh cut fries. I was so pleased I had to share that one on social media. But yeah, he's a good little foodie, and he's pumped up about packing his own lunches, which is great, something I always encourage parents to get their kids involved with, even little guys, like the ones going to preschool and kindergarten. Let them have some say, because that, of course, helps increase the likelihood of them eating what actually goes to school with them.
That's fantastic. And I think, though, when we get in the kitchen, there's some control issues sometimes. You know, you don't want to make a mess. And you just said to your son, you know, go ahead and do it. And a lot of people, we have this struggle with, you know, them hurting themselves, the mess factor. We just want to do it. It's easier. But really, if you take a little time like you've done and developing with your son over the years, you come to grade 5 being able to make a dinner for your parents.
Yeah, well, I was in Girl Guides, Be Prepared, when I was a kid, and I remember making my first roast beef dinner for the family, meat, potatoes, all the fixings, when I was in grade 4. And, you know, sometimes people are like, what? You know, were your parents slave drivers, or why were you doing that? But, yeah, I think that kids need to be in the kitchen really from day one, like safely, of course. I mean, if they're off to the side sitting in their baby seat watching mom or dad in the kitchen, or, you know, by the time they can sit up, maybe you've got them propped up in a corner with a, you know, open up a drawer full of kid-safe spatulas and wooden spoons and plastic containers and things that they can play with. So they start to see how important being in the kitchen is in terms of being part of a family and keeping everyone nourished. And I mean, this idea that you don't want your kids to make a mess is a really dangerous one, because at some point they are going to move on. They're going to go off to work or to further studies or move out. I think
that's the hope.
Yeah, I mean, eventually I think people want that to happen, and they have to have some skills. And by the time they're 38, that's too late. You got to start soon.
You do. And, you know, I have some great examples of men, including my father and my brother and Dave Ross and Hudson, and, you know, men that are great at being in the kitchen and cooking. And I think we want to raise young people that are likewise, that can take care of themselves and know how to put a good meal on the table.
Yeah, and so, I mean, part of teaching the cooking process is also teaching the cleanup process. So just like you ease them in from the time they're babies and toddlers and preschoolers with small tasks, hopefully people who are hearing this with young enough kids can start to do that, little things like after dinner they take the garbage or the recycling out, or they sweep the floor. And of course they're not necessarily going to do it to your standards, but you let them get in there and do it to realize that's part of being in the family. Our son will sometimes say, what are you paying me to do this? We're paying you the privilege of being in this family, son, and maybe we're old-fashioned, but that's our mantra.
That's right, and you know, we're talking about nutrition, but this all plays into it, because sometimes if people think they're too rushed, they've been working, they pick the kids up from daycare, they got to get home, and then they got to clean the mess, make the food, do the whole thing. If we all do small tasks, it breaks it down so that eating at home is a lot more enjoyable for everybody.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not being, you know, kind of overly unrealistic in suggesting your kids are going to be super chefs and helpers 7 nights a week. Plus, there's all sorts of stuff going on, again, with back to school, mm-hmm. hockey tryouts, dance routines, whatever. But, you know, maybe start with, like, one night a week. If people are free Saturday night, maybe that's family pizza night, and you make homemade dough, and then everyone makes an individual pizza. Or teenagers, I think, or tweens are at a perfect age to have them work together with a sibling if they get along, or with a friend or two. Let them plan the whole thing, even, you know, put a couple items on the grocery list and then take care of it. It's such a self-esteem builder, and it just gets them thinking about nourishment in a much more well-balanced, authentic way than sort of just lecturing about them about junk food, or lecturing to them about yeah. junk food versus healthy food.
And you say, you know, the grandfather has potatoes, and I know you are a great gardener. I guess that's pretty beneficial too, right? If you can do a little bit of that at your house, even if you have a patio to do tomatoes.
Anything, yeah, it all adds up. And at this time of year, especially here on the island, speaking of healthy fall eating, take advantage of the local pears that are around. It just breaks my heart when I see abandoned pear trees and trees just falling onto the ground, or fruit just falling on the ground and rotting. Apples are starting to come now. The local apples are just great, and even grapes. But then, yeah, tomatoes are still around and will be for a while. Figs, for people who are fortunate enough to have fig trees. So, yeah, load up on this local goodness. We tend to think about local fruit being, you know, peaches and cherries, but there's still lots of great locally grown goodness around well into the fall, and then we start to get into, you know, root vegetables and other things that are locally grown too.
And on your website, you know, the first page is a delicious, I think you're talking about pears or peaches or whatever you can do with, you know, a little bit of something on top. You can grill them. Give us some ideas with a pear to make it kind of a little zhuzhed up for a Saturday night dessert.
A Saturday night dessert with a pear, well, my all-time favorite, it sounds kind of old school, but is a really good pear ginger crumble or crisp. It just smells amazing, like loaded up with fresh ginger, you know, the one I'm talking about, with like kind of an oatmeal-y type mm-hmm. topping. But something as simple as a poached pear, or you can take a pear and core it and slice it in half and grill it on the barbecue. And just that alone is impressive. Or put a tiny little bit of a vanilla bean ice cream with it, and you have, you know, you just say vanilla bean ice cream, and it sounds like
you've oh, yeah.
gone out of your way to make a spectacular dessert. There's so much you can do. I actually had an article in the province, I guess it was last Sunday, with some pear ideas, and one was what I called a double pear flaxseed muffin. And I had some pears that had gotten too ripe, so I cooked them into an apple, like basically applesauce, but it was pears. And then you can use that and cut the oil or the butter in half in your recipe. Plus, you can add some chopped up pears. So I had the puree and the chopped up pears and called them a double pear muffin. And I was also suggesting getting creative and doing things like the classic ham and egg cup for breakfast, where you put a piece of ham or turkey in a muffin tin, crack an egg in there and bake it. But I had added to that some grated pear in the bottom before I broke the egg in, and then a little bit on the top just to give it a fruity touch. It actually worked out well. People liked it, so I thought, hey, I'll put it in.
You know what? I saw that, and I was wondering, because I love those, because, you know, if you're trying to cut back a little bit, that's sort of a really an easy go breakfast or lunch, the, you know, the egg drop thingy. But with the pear, I was wondering how that would be, because I hadn't really thought of that sort of sweet and savory, but it's delicious, huh?
Yeah, it tastes, well, ham and pear is a good combination. But, you know, if you don't like the idea of cooking it right in there, just make that ham and egg cup and then slice up a fresh pear on the side, or apples or local grapes. The ham egg cup is a really nice high-protein breakfast that gets you away from some of those starchy carbs as well. So that's a good idea for fall. And you can make a tray of, say, you know, 6 or even 12 of them, and they'll keep in the fridge for 4 or 5 days, so you don't have to be baking them every morning if you don't have that kind of time.
Well, we've got some great ideas here for breakfast, for getting you out the door. When we come back, we're going to talk about getting that lunch ready for your kids or for yourself as we head into fall and new year. Back with Patricia in 2 minutes.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
If you need plumbing done today, visit homewiseplumbing.ca. Whether you're a property manager responsible for 500 homes or simply a busy Victoria homeowner, when you've got plumbing problems, you want help now. Voicemail and answering services simply will not do. That's why HomeWise Plumbing offers same-day service throughout the greater Victoria area. Plumbing, drainage, and heating problems won't wait, so give HomeWise Plumbing a call and prepare to be amazed by efficient, quality service. Visit www.homewise.ca.
It's here, a new beginning for Volvo. A new idea of what luxury can be. Introducing the new Volvo XC90. Their most luxurious car ever in every way. From its light-filled 7-seat interior to its next-generation city safety technology, the XC90 represents the ultimate in Scandinavian design. To experience their idea of luxury for yourself, visit Jim Pattison Volvo of Victoria, Douglas at Hillside, or book a test drive at jpvolvoofvictoria.com.
Sir Contracting.
These roofers are practically geniuses. Soar Contracting is a fully insured, full-service roofing company offering snap-block metal roofing panels, fiberglass shingles, flat roofing, roof repairs, as well as complete gutter systems. Call Soar Contracting if you're looking for excellent customer service and quality workmanship. Online at soarecontracting.com. Bazinga!
Co-op gasoline is what you need to fuel your fall adventure. Powerful, dependable, efficient. This gasoline has got what it takes to deliver you to any destination you choose, near or far. With more than 400 convenient gas bars across Western Canada, Co-op can fuel your adventure from Dryden, Ontario to Tofino, BC, and everywhere in between. Plus, all grades of Co-op gasolines are blended for high performance. So choose Co-op gasoline today and fuel your fall adventure. Co-op, you're at home here.
Hi, I'm Ernie from The Foam Shop, where your comfort is our business. Finally, The Foam Shop is in Victoria. Now you can enjoy the world's most comfortable mattresses, renew your sofa cushions, find that perfect pillow, or create your own custom oasis right here in Victoria. The Foam Shop, now in Victoria, on Spruce Avenue off Douglas, across from the Canadian Tire. Ah, that's better.
Back, I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. If you want to know more about me or my guests, please contact me at lifestylewithpattymack.com. Happy to get feedback and ideas for the show. Patricia Chewy's on the line, and she's our nutritionist. Of course, she is the people's dietitian. Her website, simply Nourish Soar. Your food ideas are great. If people want to find you, I know that you are really an instructor now for more people than one, because you're trying to get the word out about your mission in life, which is to have people eat better food. How do people get a hold if you want to know more about you and what you do, Patricia?
Sure, they should try my website, patriciachewy.com, C-H-U-E-Y, and they can, of course, follow me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and those places. But yeah, I'm happy to help give people realistic, doable food ideas that they can use to fuel their life and get on with it, rather than feeling like they're thinking about food nonstop and still frustrated with what seems like changing information all the time. Just simplifying, nourishing, and soaring. Get on with your life, basically.
I think it's your background when I see where you're from. And I think, you know, your practical approach is really just that. And sometimes we want to overcomplicate things in this stressful, really rushed world.
That's true. And, you know, I grew up in Saskatchewan, but I've worked in Saskatchewan and Alberta and BC and been part of many projects that have taken me to Ontario and Quebec. And so I see regional differences in how and, you know, what issues people have with food and eating. And here on the West Coast, I mean, we're fortunate to be the healthiest province in Canada, but we also have, I think, the highest number of food hang-ups. We get a little bit overboard sometimes, and I'm not at all ever wanting to offend anyone in saying that, but sometimes we get a bit so far into, you know, how everything has to be completely raw and completely organic, and not that those aren't virtuous and good things to aspire to, but, you know, we can't feel guilty if we aren't doing that with 100% of the morsels that we put into our...
Yeah, we have enough things to feel guilty about. We had a call from Randy who wanted to know about the ham and egg cups because he wants to know how long to cook them. Hi, Randy.
Hi there.
Hi. So you had a question for Patricia.
Yeah, just how long do you cook that egg and ham in the muffin tin?
Sure, yeah, it depends how you like your egg. Some people like them more like a hard-boiled or still a bit runny. But heat your oven up to 350, and then you can lightly mist a muffin tin with cooking oil, or you don't even have to do that. Put the ham or turkey slice in, kind of into each cup, make it look like it's a muffin liner. Crack the egg in, put a little salt and pepper in, and bake it for maybe 10 to 15 minutes, depending on. If you like it hard all the way through, then you will need to cook it for slightly longer. But yeah, give it a try. It's an easy, tasty thing.
It's great. And you can add anything to that, right? You can, you know, red pepper, onions, whatever you like. Like, there's no end to what.
That's a good idea. You could actually whip up almost like a scrambled egg or omelet type batter where maybe you take two or three eggs with a little bit of, you know, whatever kind of milk you want to use, whether you're using dairy milk or plant milk, and finely chop some peppers, onions, broccoli, whatever. Sprinkle or pour a bit into each. You could even put a tiny little bit of a nice quality cheese on top and bake those. As I'm saying, that sound even yummier than just the egg in the ham cup. But yeah, there's lots of stuff you can play around with for sure.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling, Randy. Enjoy those. Patricia, so lunches. So whether we're, you know, have our kids going out the door, whether it's for us or for university kids, you know, it's always a better meal than if you're going to a restaurant because you can control what you're eating. What are some good tips? I know that you believe in cooking, you know, and having things chopped up. Give us some ideas for getting those lunches out and good quality and ones we actually want to eat.
Sure. Well, my number one tip is make lunch the night before. Do not leave it till the morning. It's a dreaded task, no matter. I don't know anyone who says, I can't wait to make my lunch or can't wait to pack food for the family. So I encourage people to get in the habit of, you know, when you're cleaning up your dinner dishes, it's painful, but just take that extra step because some of the things from the dinner may be going into the lunch. And as we were talking about before the break, get the kids involved. I'm debating whether I'll share this or not because it's kind of goofy, but why not? I'll share it. We have a little song. It goes, sandwich, veggie, yogurt, or cheese, two fruits and a treat. So Waltie sings that. It's like sandwich, veggie, two fruit, or sandwich, veggie, yogurt, cheese, two fruits and a treat. So he can kind of cross-check if he's got in what he needs. So every day I recommend taking, if not a sandwich or some derivative thereof, take some kind of entree. So maybe that's your leftover salad with a bit of meat from dinner. Pack some additional veggies with it. If you're into yogurt or cheese, those, you know, some people, adults, aren't into those as much, but they still like their kids to get the nutrition from those. And then a fruit or two, and, you know, cut them up into kid-friendly formats if necessary. Maybe you send the equivalent of half a fruit, but it's cut in little, easy to eat with your finger pieces. And a treat. Nothing's wrong with a treat, but the lunch shouldn't be five treats. And I say it like that because some of these things that are marketed as convenient, quick, even so-called good-for-you lunch items are overpackaged garbage. You know what I mean? Like, you can go and you can buy a 48-pack, and then that supposedly does for 48 days of school. But a lot of these things are just, you know, gummy candies disguised as some kind of fruit-based thing. And the latest thing I saw in Costco this week were these gels. Like, I mean, the general person is not an astronaut, nor are they an ultra endurance athlete. There's like these toothpaste, mini toothpaste packages that you literally just squirt the oatmeal and yogurt combination into your mouth. And I thought to myself, my goodness, do we not have time to chew our food anymore? And,
you know, no kidding.
They're helpful if your child just got braces and needs those, or you've had jaw surgery, you know, or for emergency. But when I see that becoming a staple, I get worried.
Absolutely. And, you know, the lunch and the song you said was great, because that applies to anybody and everybody. Lunch, breakfast, these are meals we can burn these calories off, so it's good to have a substantial lunch. And calcium, I imagine with the cheese or the yogurt, we need to, especially when you're young, but we need to get some of calcium in our life.
Yeah, well, calcium is, you know, sometimes people think I work for the dairy people or the almond milk people, and I don't work for any of them. I work for a good, balanced, common sense message, and I'm 100% self-employed. But that commercial aside, yes, we know from the research that your bones are like a bank, and really the maximum opportunity to deposit calcium into your bones is up until about age 25, 30 at the outset. And then from that point on, all you can do is maintain or withdraw. You can no longer bank it up. So you could argue that, you know, the consistency with the milk or cheese or yogurt is extra important for kids. But adults still need calcium, but honestly, it's one nutrient that I see most adult women in particular needing to take a supplement in order to get enough, just because they, you know, maybe as we get older, dairy foods for some become harder to digest. Not for everyone, but people just get out of the habit. But let me also say, you know, two or three kid-sized servings, like half a cup of milk, two to three. So two of those and a yogurt, that's it. Like, the kids don't need to be having 10-ounce glasses of milk six times.
Right, that's old school. And is there a difference in the calcium between a skim and a 1 or a 2%?
No, there's not. There's a difference in the fat, and that's it. There is no difference in the absorbable calcium. But, you know, I'm completely supportive of people who want to get their calcium from a soy-based milk or hemp-based or whatever alternative is out there. But do read the labels, because some of them have quite a bit more and are more equal to a traditional dairy milk than others. Some of them are just kind of water mixed with some almonds and don't have much of anything. So,
okay, so you got to check that out.
Yeah.
And we got about 20 seconds here. So also probably cut up things in the fridge so it's easy to grab and go.
Absolutely, yes. Have that all ready to go, or else it's just too hard to cut it up. And maybe do things like, if you're packing sandwiches, some people will pack 4 days worth and keep them in the freezer. Like, if it's just meat and bread, those will freeze, and or batch make them. So I do that with the treats for the lunches. So I've got all these individually wrapped homemade brownies and oatmeal raisin cookies and energy bars that we've made and taking time, put on some good music and take an hour and just wrap them all up, get them in the freezer, and then you're good for the first 3 months of school.
Lucky Walty. And, you know, follow Patricia, because she's got great ideas and is really great to follow as the year progresses. All the best this school year for you. We'll keep in touch. Love all the advice, and have a great weekend.
Thanks so much. You too, Pat.
Absolutely. When we come back after the news, talking to Rhonda Parker about travel.
BC loves the Yaris's unique brand of affordable, fun performance.
Hi, I'm Kim Smith from Abbotsford, and I drive a 2012 Yaris. One of the reasons I love my Yaris is the huge amount of interior space. Whether I'm driving or my daughters are driving, our Yaris always feels safe and reliable.
Lease a 2015 Toyota Yaris hatchback from just $70 semi-monthly right now during our clear-out event. See your Toyota BC dealer today.
I'm Kim Smith, and this ad is owner-approved.
Phantom of the Opera returns in an electrifying and moving concert experience hosted by the Mary Winspear Center in Sydney, September 17th and 18th. Broadway and London West End legend Peter Carey joins international diva Melina Moore to sing all the Phantom hits, plus other selections from Mr. Carey's Broadway roles. Get your tickets now at marywinspear.ca or call 250-656-0275. Don't miss Phantom of the Opera returns.
Victoria's breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, I'm James Gardner with CFAX 1070 News. The mayors of Canada's 21 largest cities are adding their voices to those who accuse the Harper government of not doing enough to help Syrian refugees. The chair of the Big City Mayors Caucus is Vancouver's Gregor Robertson, who notes Canada accepts only 6,900 government-assisted refugees a year, a number he says is far too low. Yesterday, Robertson and the other 20 mayors held a teleconference call to talk about what they can do to help. And more humanitarian aid is being pledged by Ottawa for victims of the civil war in Syria. International Development Minister Christian Parity says the federal government will match eligible Canadian donations up to $100 million. The feds have already allocated another $503.5 million in humanitarian assistance. And Ontario's premier is set to make an announcement later today related to the Syrian refugee crisis. Kathleen Wynne says the federal government needs to step up and streamline its process so more refugees can come to Canada. Southern Newfoundland is being brushed by post-tropical storm Anrey, which is centered 300 kilometers south of Cape Race and headed north. Forecasters say southeast Newfoundland will get up to 30 millimeters of rain today and wind gusts of up to 80 kilometers an hour. CFAX 1070 News time is 1:32.
When September ends, so does Ford employee pricing. The F-150 is the best-selling truck in Canada.
The aluminum alloy that we're using is a military-grade, extremely tough, yet very lightweight.
Best-in-class payload, towing, best-in-class gas fuel efficiency. My name's Steven. I've been a Ford salesperson for almost 2 years now.
Hi, I'm Max, and I work at Ford of Canada. You pay what I pay. It's that simple. Get one before September 30th.
Ford employee pricing ends September 30th. Get up to $14,000 in total. Total price adjustments on F-Series. When you pay what we pay, it's easy to get into a Ford. See Ford.ca for details.
CFAX 1070 weather, sunny this afternoon, a high of 23 degrees. Clear tonight, becoming cloudy, a low of 11. And then for tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a bit windy in the afternoon, a high of 19. Currently at the harbor, we've got sunshine, it's 15 degrees. I'm James Gardner. Your next news at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070. It's 1:33.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
Mary.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Were you watching CTV News Vancouver Island last night?
Yeah.
So I was thinking of a particular item. What was the item?
Little Treat Strawberry Dressing.
Yes, that's exactly right.
On the next show, another chance to win free groceries for a year. The latest on the Johnston Street Bridge and traffic and weather every 10 minutes.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. This half hour is going to be great. We have all kinds of tips and information for you. If you're looking to travel this fall or into the year, Rhonda Parker is a certified travel consultant. Destinations by Design is the business. How are you, Rhonda? Hello, Rhonda.
Are you there?
I'm there.
I'm doing good. How are you today?
I'm good. We haven't talked for a while, and you always have such great information about travel. And this time of year, you know, we're thinking about whether it's the fall or planning for the new year. And I know pricing-wise, I'm not sure if it's better to be beforehand or, you know, well in advance. How is it looking this time of year for booking for travel? Is it a busy economy in the travel business?
It's not too bad. It kind of stalled a little bit because everybody was a little bit, you know, let's wait and see kind of thing. But what we've noticed, especially if you're looking at maybe I want to do a Panama Canal in the future. Panama Canals this year compared to what's going to be happening in 2016, 2017 are $1,500 to $2,000 less per person if you wanted to go in like 2 or 3 weeks. So we're really seeing some really good values out there because people had kind of stopped traveling because they weren't sure what's happening with the economy, that kind of thing. What we're seeing, of course, is in 2017, the new Panama Canal will be open. So they've already aggressively priced the pricing for 2017. So it's good to see like those comparisons of what's coming up for sure.
So when you have people come in your office, you do a consultation. You can kind of customize it for them and kind of open up the world because especially with cruising, a lot of people say, oh, I could never cruise, or people have cruised that I love cruising. It's all I do. How do you start that kind of conversation with people?
Well, basically what I ask is, what would you like to do? What is your dream vacation? And so we go over everything that they're interested in doing. And it's not just a once, you know, it's not just come here for cruising, go somewhere else. I can take it and do anything that you want. You want to do a bed and breakfast? I can help you with bed and breakfasts. You would like to do a car rental? You want somebody to pick you up? You want private tours? I can do all of that. So that's what I've kind of found, that the clientele that I have is they want a little bit more, not necessarily taken care of, but more in depth. So they want packaged, they want like a piece of paper in their hand that shows that they've got their confirmations. They want, who do I speak with? You know, they want something unique, something different that you're not normally going to get. You know, they saw Rick Steves on the TV. Mm-hmm. You know, can you talk to me about Rick Steves? Well, yeah, I can, because we've done some of his stuff. We know what he's like, and we really respect him. So I can, you know, give them a lot of that information that they're not going to get anywhere else. And then we personalize it. It's just for you. So you want to do this? Off you go here. Off you go there. And when they leave, they feel like they've got what they want instead of being put into a package that's already been organized.
I think you're right. I think that's just it. People say, oh, here's this 1 7 days or 14 days. And gosh, we're going all the way to Rome and we're only there for a little time. Mm-hmm. So how do you customize this? And I think that's probably what people of this new demographic want is customize, so they have some tours, some fun things to do, some different things, maybe even culinary treats. How do you do that with the pricing of airlines and everything else, so that you're there a few days before, maybe at the end you end up in London, you can spend more days and not go back as a team with everybody?
Well, that's exactly what I do, is I kind of divide it out, and I say, okay, you'd like to go to Rome beforehand. Oh, you'd like to use your frequent flyer points. Not a problem. Let me help you with this, because they are very difficult to deal with.
No kidding.
Yeah, and so I help them with all those steps. Wow. When you arrive in Rome, can you speak Italian? Well, no. Okay, well, let's have somebody standing there with a sign that says Rhonda Parker on it and go, oh, thank goodness you're standing here waiting for me. Let's get you off to your hotel. Okay. Now we've got you at your hotel. You're all good to go. Here's some suggestions for going around Rome. You know, you'd like to have a walking tour, maybe have 10, 15 people. You want to go into the Sistine Chapel. This is, you know, so we look at what's going on and we try and make sure that they're not in big tours, maybe in private tours, or they just want to walk around. I can give you the map to tell you how to just walk around Rome. And you will feel very confident, because basically, Rome is a circle. You start at one area and you come back around to the other area. So it works out really well.
So you break it down for people so it's not overwhelming going somewhere. And I've never heard of anybody saying they'd work with points of somebody, because I know that is really kind of a nightmare on the computer to try and, you know, deal with airlines and points and all that stuff. And most people go, oh, it's too much work to combine with my cruise. So how do you work with them with that?
Well, basically, they come in my office and we work together. We call whoever it is that has their points, and they're sitting here and they've given me authorization to speak with them on their behalf. We've already talked about the air flights that they want, and because I know the air systems and I know where the flights are going to be going, I don't want them to be flying, you know, from Victoria or Vancouver down to Dallas, up to London, over to Rome. I know that we can get them from Vancouver to London or Vancouver to Amsterdam or even to Paris and then onwards to Rome a lot quicker. So basically, what is their travel vacation time worth? And let's optimize that. Let's have the least amount of travel time get you to your destination in the most comfortable, you know, way possible. And so by working with me and I and them working with the frequent flyer, you know, companies, we get the best option for them. Sometimes there's no seats on specific dates, so are we a little bit flexible? Let's work with that. But having the client here with me, allowing me to help them with that, really helps in the long run. They save thousands of dollars, and at the end of the day, they get exactly what they want, which is nice.
Right, and also the airline part of it is so exhausting that it may look great, and you try and book all this stuff yourself, and it's going, you know, a milk run all over the place. It's so much better to have a fairly direct route wherever you're going.
Exactly. And the other option is, we'll just pretend that you're going to be flying, we'll go KLM via Amsterdam. Well, did you know that for $400 you can upgrade to Economy Plus, which gives you more space, more, you know, the seat's a little wider, it's a little bit, you know, deeper, but you can still use your points to get your Economy Class ticket, and then you spend $400 and you upgrade to Economy Plus.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. And I guess if you're going to Australia, that would be even better. When we come back, more with Rhonda on customizing your vacation.
Some people are hell on wheels. Our guy is Al on Wheels.
Do I look cool in this helmet?
The CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway. Watch CTV News Vancouver Island and listen to CFAX 1070 as Al on Wheels goes for a ride. You could win free groceries for a year. Details at CFAX1070.com. The CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway from Thrifty Foods and CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. The superheroes of Victoria are back on the 13th. You can get your picture taken with your favorite hero, face painting, glitter tattoos, and more at Centennial Square. Funds go towards the BC Children's Hospital Foundation. And then come to our office at 1420 Broad Street because CFAX Santa's Anonymous needs your help. Shop and drop school supplies off so kids can have what they need for the school year. Find the list of supplies at CFAXSantas.com. And if you're looking for a fun place for your furry friend, come to the Dallas Road on September 13th. Join us for a fun-filled day with a barbecue, kids game, doggy games, and more. That has been your Community Connections brought to you by Fairway Market. Check FairwayMarket.com, a fresh new online service from your friends at Fairway Market.
Saw you going over the resumes. Thoughts on Thomas Mulcair?
The career politician?
That's him. First elected to the Quebec National Assembly in 94.
He might be from there, but he's just like our NDP.
You sound concerned.
I am. Remember the 90s? The NDP can't manage money.
You're right. They almost ran our province into the ground.
Spending in Ottawa will be out of control.
Taxes will have to go up.
That will wreck our economy.
The NDP are all the same.
Thomas Mulcair, another career politician we can't afford.
Authorized by the registered agent for the Conservative Party of Canada.
Ah, Friday traffic out of the city is the worst. I'm so happy we're almost there.
Yeah, about that. I can't remember if I locked the front door or if I set the Alarm Force system. Do we turn back?
Actually, I can do both right from my smartphone with Alarm Force Connect. There, all done.
Alarm Force Connect. Remotely arm or disarm your system and even lock your doors from anywhere.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Locally owned and operated Camino Carpets and Flooring. You may have known them as Camino Carpets for years, but you should get to know them as Camino Carpets and Flooring. They do more than just carpets. They do all types of flooring. Camino offers free estimates and guaranteed installations and will help you find the right flooring for your home or business. They take pride in their work, so you can be proud of your floors. Camino Carpets and Flooring, an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. 3950 Quadra Street across from Lumber World.
If you're talking about it, they're on it. Saturday Morning Live with Mark Brenne at 6:30 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. We have Rhonda Parker from Destinations by Design. We're talking about customizing your travel. We do have a caller for you, Rhonda. Kevin's on the line. Kevin, you had a question for Rhonda.
I do. My mother and I were going to be looking at going on a river cruise in the new or in the next year. Based on where the economy's at right now, she wants to go to Europe. She's familiar with Europe. I'm trying to convince her that we should go to China because of their economy, and it has more draw for me. She's never been there, so she's a little nervous about going there. I'm just wondering, based on anybody she's worked with going to the Orient on a river cruise, what they're like, if they're coming back satisfied, if the dollar value is there with the economy at this point. I know she can't foresee what the economy is going to be like in the next year, but based on what it's like right now, if it stays that way,
and I'd also deal? That's a good question. I'd also add to that, Rhonda, about the situation going on in Europe right now. Any safety issues or any problems you're seeing?
The biggest thing that we saw is that some of the cruise lines have withdrawn their overnight stays in Turkey, in Istanbul. And unfortunately, you know, the Turkish people and Turkey itself is the most amazing place to go and travel to, which is kind of sad. So with everything that's going over, we're finding that they're kind of going, okay, well, we might step back from that for now. We're going to kind of watch the situation. And, of course, some of the Greek Isles, they're kind of watching as well. So we've seen that happening. They will alter their itineraries. Of course, the people, that's with the cruises, the people will be safe, of course. They'll go someplace else, that kind of thing. When you're doing a land vacation, then you have to do your due diligence and find out what's going on. Like, you know, has the government said don't travel there? Is it unsafe? That kind of thing. So it's really important. I try to keep up on it as much as possible, and we get a lot of information that way, but it's always good that you check up on that as well.
So what about the river cruises that Kevin was asking about?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that part because I got good
in China.
He was asking about river cruises in, Asia.
Mm-hmm.
China,
okay.
Versus Europe, what you're hearing, because his mom would like Europe, but he's kind of thinking maybe that would be a better itinerary. What are you hearing about those cruises?
Actually, the interior of Europe is not really being affected by any of this at this point. We do know that, you know, a lot of things are happening going into Germany and that, so you're going to find that there's going to be influx of population there. Comparing it to China, you're probably... It just depends, you know, what you want to get out of the trip. If you want to go and be in the heart and live in the heart of Europe, definitely the river cruises are the way to go about that. If you're wanting to go to Asia and see, you know, the dynasty that's over there, it's two completely different types of trips. So you'd have to think of, you know, what you want out of the river cruise or the traveling more so.
Does that help, Kevin?
A little bit.
Okay, sorry.
Did you have another question? Anything else you want?
There's an industry over there for river cruising, so it's a new industry, so it's a feel out. So,
is it fairly new, Rhonda? And what are you hearing from your suppliers
in China?
Yeah.
No, actually, the China River Cruises, Viking, AMA, Uniworld, they've been going there for a long time.
Oh, okay.
So the newer areas that you're finding is like they're going into Vietnam and Thailand, and that those ones are starting to evolve a little bit more. But the China River Cruises, they have been there for a long time. They're very well run. They do put you into 5-star hotels, make sure that you do have some comforts, especially... Us as North Americans, we like our food is a little bit different, so they always like to make sure that we have a little bit of those options available as well as the traditional ones. But yeah, the river cruise companies really do a great job in China, and they get you to where you need to be as safely as possible, giving you as much experience in the area as possible.
Well, that's great. Thank you. Thanks for calling, Randy. How about these points? So you're talking about people that come in and they're, you know, have all these airline or, you know, points for flying. What are the best ways to get points? What are some of the best cards that you've dealt with?
Well, there are different ones. One of the ones, it's kind of a double-edged sword, if you will. One of the ones is the Avion, RBC. It's really great. You get your points. You can actually take your RBC rewards points and transfer them to British Airways. Two times a year, they give you 50% bonus. But the problem with those ones is British Airways tends to charge a little bit more in taxes. So is it more comfortable for you? Is it easier for you? Well, if you've got enough points for an economy class, you transfer them over, and now you can go business class or even premium economy, more comfort. Yeah, it works out that it's a little bit better deal, but at the end of the day, you do have to pay those taxes extra, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the other ones is the ones where I think it's the TD visa that we found where you you book your travel and it's on your statement, and then you go to whoever it is, whichever card it is, and they transfer the points into dollars and credit back your account. So that one seems to be working quite well, and people really like that one because they can go to any travel agent, they can book whatever. The other edge of that one is you can go to whoever they use as their travel agent, and you would get triple the miles. But what happens is you don't necessarily get the same agent every time. And so if there's any problems, you need to follow up with something, you want to talk to the same agent, that kind of thing, and that can be a little bit frustrating. So that's why you've kind of got a little bit of both on all of the...
And how about cards with specific airlines? Like I know Alaska, a lot of people, my friend Hillary does this, and they get a free... ticket every year. Are these good things to sign up for? WestJet?
Oh, definitely. Alaska Airlines has a great program. They're also partners with British Airways as well as, I believe it's Qantas. I can't remember. I think it is Qantas to Australia. So it is a really good option. You do get a $99 companion, and I think you do get also one free after 25,000 points, whereas most of the one frees are after like 35,000 points. So you do have a little bit more value. Of course, it's with Alaska. Wherever Alaska may travel, once you decide I want to go with British Airways or Qantas, then you have to transfer your points accordingly, and you might lose on the transfers there. But they do have, for us locally in Victoria, it's a really good option for sure.
I think you need to go to university to go get a course on how to use your points. I don't think I'm smart enough. Okay, when we come back and talk to more with Rhonda about some promos and great ideas here for island residents.
Your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer's having an all-out clear-out. This is the big one. It's not the kinda sorta clear-out, or the wouldn't it be nice clear-out, or even the maybe sometime soon clear-out. No, this is the all-out clear-out, where a new Jeep Cherokee is only $24,998. Plus, get 0% financing on the entire Jeep lineup, including Grand Cherokee, Cherokee, and Wrangler. See dealer for details.
Well, we have a report of a stall on the bridge, and bad news, folks. He's called BCAA. Poor guy, he's in for a long wait.
BCAA has locked out its emergency road service dispatchers. That means you may have a long wait if you break down, no matter how many people are stuck in traffic behind you. Call 1-800-811-5900 to tell BCAA to negotiate a fair deal and end the lockout now. Brought to you by COPE 378.
Hi, Joan and Kristen here from Heirloom Linens.
On our last buying trip, we went a little overboard.
Now the warehouse and store are overflowing with merchandise.
And we have even more arriving. The only answer?
My red pen. I've been going through the store and slashing prices to make room for all the new stuff.
Save on home decor, jewelry, lamps, wall art, and bedding.
Get up to 50% off our already low prices.
Heirloom Linens in Broadmead Village and online at heirloomlinens.com.
We only sound expensive.
Need an inspiration? Let Island Marble inspire your next bathroom renovation project. They've been an experienced contractor you can trust since 1967, and their new gruntless tile panels are available now. Tile panels are waterproof and offer the ultimate in gruntless, affordable style designed to elevate any bathroom decor, and they're available in matte, gloss, and textured finishes. Be inspired with Island Marble. Get in touch today for a free in-home consult at islandmarble.ca.
My name is Tara, and I work for Sydney All Care Residents. People always ask me, what makes Sydney All Care different? For starters, we're all about care. We offer private rooms. We have our own on-site gourmet chef. We have 24-hour staff, and we always have fun. So what makes us different? At Sydney All Care Residents, we're all about care.
Sydney All Care Residents, privately offering respite, complex, and palliative care. Learn more at allcarecanada.ca.
We are back. I've got Rhonda Parker on the line from Destinations by Design. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. If you want to know more about me or the guests, please contact me at lifestylepattymack.com. Rhonda, you're talking about some Canadian residence promos for various cruise lines, and there's some big savings involved.
Definitely. One of the things we as Canadians find, of course, is some of the cruise lines, they only price in U.S. dollars. So how is the best way for us to get some great value? By definitely watching, you know, and all of the cruise lines, even looking at the Canadian pricing versus the U.S. pricing, because sometimes the cruise lines, they price them up 30 to 35% more than what they need to be, or not what they need to be, but what the exchange actually offers. Mm-hmm. But what we're finding is, like Oceania, Regent Seven Seas, they're doing pricing where they've got Canadian resident specials 20% off. So you take that 20% off. They also have what's called last call savings. You bundle all that together, and you get massive savings to the guest. So you're finding that you're saving like $4,000 on some of their cruises. And of course, yes, you do have to pay in U.S. dollars, but at the end of the day, you have saved quite a bit that the exchange rate's not going to be so, you know, so burden on your pocketbook.
Did you say that's last minute?
Some of it, yeah, one's called the last call savings. And with Oceania, you can combine savings. So if you get a Canadian resident special and then there's a last call, you get all the amenities, which is like prepaid gratuities, $100, $200, $300, up to $500 in shipboard credit, unlimited internet on board the ship. And we all know how expensive the internet is on the ships and that. So keeping people connected in that. So they do have really good combinable savings that you can find with them.
And we wouldn't really know about this, would we? Like, this is mostly an agent like yourself would know? Like,
yes, definitely, yeah. They what they do on their websites, which is really great, is they do have their savings, but they don't show you that they actually can combine them. So when you're speaking with an agent, we always ask. We always ask that question, and Oceana has some that you can't combine, and it has some that you can combine. So it's always good to know which ones are which.
Okay, before we get carried away here, I want to let people know where you're at if they want to get in touch with you.
Sure. Well, I work from a home office. The agency that I work for is Cruise Experts in Vancouver, but you can contact me at 250-361-7899. That's my home office desk phone, so I'm live here. Or you can get a hold of me, Rhonda, at Destinations by Design, and I guess it's .ca. Rhonda, Destinations by Design, I think that's what it is, sorry.
And you can contact me, lesoffpattymack.com, and it is .ca.
Yeah, there we go.
You betcha. And also, some of the stuff to watch out for, you know, if your crew, sometimes the internet, you know, they charge a bundle for that.
Yeah.
And some of these soft drink or alcohol packages, when should you buy these things, and how much should you get of, say, internet bundles?
Well, definitely, you need to look at the cruise lines and the promotions that they have, because a lot of them are offering beverage packages included, shipboard credits, all of that. If you can book earlier possible, that's usually the best, because what happens is all of those amenities go away as you get closer to the sailing. Yes, the prices go down. However, when you actually put the whole value together, it's not as good value at the end result, because they just have the space now. They're not giving you any amenities. They're going to get you on board. They're going to charge you once you're on board. Buying the beverage packages, I usually advise clients to wait till you're on board. What we have been finding is that the cruise lines have put a premium exchange rate on. So if you've booked in Canadian dollars, you go online to do your immigration, or I can help you with your immigration, and then you can buy your beverage package. And they actually take the beverage package, and 35 to 40% exchange rate is what they're offering if you pre-buy it before you go. So I always double-check it, see what the U.S. price is, see what the Canadian price is, and then go from there. One of the things that I do think people, especially in Victoria, should have is get yourself a U.S. credit card. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is because we do live so close to the United States. Even have a U.S. account and start putting money into your U.S. account every once in a while so that the exchange rate's not so high. And then pay your U.S. Credit card with your U.S. account, so then you don't get anything lost in that exchange rate.
Wow, great advice there. And what I'm hearing is book well in advance, but if you can go on the spur of the moment, if you're dealing with someone like yourself, Rhonda, you can maybe suggest last-minute trips that save the money as well if they're not too fussy on destination.
Definitely, yeah.
And where are the destinations that are kind of hot, that a lot of your people, and the ones that you like a lot that you'd recommend?
Well, we're finding that Panama Canal definitely is hot this year. Canada, New England is up and coming, and we have a lot of people going to Europe and doing all of the river cruises anywhere. So they're doing the European river cruises, the China, Vietnam, you know, any of those kinds of destinations. We're finding that our baby boomers, they've done the regular cruises, and now they want a little bit more. So that's what we're finding.
Excellent. Well, Rhonda, great information. Thank you so much. Wonderful being with you. Happy cruising, and It pays to book with an experienced agent. I just want to wish my niece, Christy, a happy birthday. She was born September 13th, 34 years ago. She died when she was 13. I'm thinking of my brother tomorrow and his family. And, yeah, all the best. Until we meet again, enjoy.
Oh, those little piggies are so cute.
Look out, kids. Here come the goats.
Come on, babies. Come on.
The Beacon Hill Children's Farm, voted Victoria's best kids attraction, is now open for the season. Come cheer on the baby goats as they stampede at 10:10 and 4:10 daily. The Beacon Hill Children's Farm. Kids, baby goats, pigs, and more. What could be more fun for the family? Beacon Hill Children's Farm, located in beautiful Beacon Hill Park, funded by your donations.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
The NFL is back on CTV and TSN.
Unbelievable.
Never miss a moment. With every big game, live.
Are you kidding me?
And that's reason to celebrate.
Oh, my goodness.
Every Sunday and every Monday, CTV and TSN have got you covered.
Touchdown.
The NFL lives here.